USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democrat in the race for the White House, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, releasing a video today called Be Brave.
We need to remember what it feels like to be brave. We launched ourselves into space and landed on the moon. If we can do that, we can definitely achieve universal health care. We can provide paid family leave for all, end gun violence, pass a Green New Deal.
This week, she'll campaign in Nevada, Iowa, and Michigan. Flood records are being broken in Nebraska and Iowa. Heavy rains, ice jams, rapid snowmelt, all combining to create historic river flooding, especially in eastern Nebraska, where at least three people have already been killed by the flooding. Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin also dealing with floods. And this is USA Radio News. A slip of the tongue by former Vice President Joe Biden may have let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States, if anybody who would run.
The crowd in his home state of Delaware cheering as Biden laughs, crosses himself, and adds,
I didn't mean it.
Saying he didn't mean it, but there are reports from multiple sources that Biden has begun hiring a campaign staff and has told several of his close friends he's running. Irish or not, millions of Americans will celebrate St. Patrick's Day today. The Chicago River is dyed green for it. Crowds gathered along its banks yesterday to watch the Chicago Plumbers Union dump dye into the river, turning it a bright shade of green. Chicago, recently named by Wallet Hub the best city in the nation to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Its Southside Irish Parade steps off at noon. New York City's huge parade was yesterday. And this is USA Radio News. An American man arrested last year in Iran is now facing 10 years in prison there. 46-year-old Michael White, a Navy veteran from California, was arrested in July after traveling to Iran to meet a woman. Then he was detained and was convicted of insulting the supreme leader of Iran and for posting a private photograph online. The latter charge, apparently from a post of him sitting with an Iranian woman. A lawyer for his family says he was sentenced to 10 years earlier this month, and the State Department says it's aware of the situation but cannot comment further because of privacy considerations. An effort to save energy by upgrading light bulbs has gone dark, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Energy Department plans to roll back efforts to eliminate expensive incandescent light bulbs and instead keep them available, along with a more energy-efficient LED light bulb. National Resources Defense Council Director Noah Horowitz says legal action will be taken.
They cost consumers an extra $12 billion a year to operate, and we're using 25 more power plants worth of electricity to keep those inefficient bulbs illuminated. And that's causing about 34 million extra tons of carbon dioxide, the main pollutant responsible for global warming.
Again, that report prepared by our own Wendy King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.